Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to New Wave Being, hosted by Avatar Electra on Blog Talk Radio. I got all indications that I am on a fine line, and if I fall on it again, what will happen? These things are just situations that your government failed to recognize that they have to do the right thing, and so far it seems like it's one-sided. The government gets a chance to do whatever they want to the citizen. And the citizen has to be careful with what they say. They can't do a thing. All they can do is speak. This is an imbalance in your society, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why this kind of insanity is taking place. A government that can practice this kind of lack of intelligence is a government that is failing the people. That it's not really there for the people, it's there for themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to know this. I have to say what I have to say. If you want to block me, then don't blame me for not being able to come out and stop telling me that I'm scared. Because guess what? I've never been scared of any of you. No matter what you're doing. You want to kill? Kill. If that's what you've been doing and getting away with all of these murders for some time now under the controls of a government system that is setting up this kind of criminal activity to make sure that people are controlled. Trying to tell you that if you're speaking now about something that is wrong, that if they decide that it's false news, that they can now do that. That's wrong, and it's not true. This planet is under siege by this government in the United States and Canada, and using other countries to do their bidding. From your environment, by the things that I'm seeing and hearing, maybe you do not want to see and think and feel and breathe and understand, but I do. And my job is to see to it that this job is done properly. And I am looking at all these different areas, and yes, don't come and tell me about your kind of thinking about your money and what we are supposed to do in it. You can't do that. You have a right to the people have a right to be deciding on the laws that are made for the society. They have a right to be deciding on how far you go with your new-found information that you could use to control and degrade and humiliate and terrorize human beings. And then get away with it by saying, that's false information. Now you are developed enough to know what information is false and what isn't. What is fake and what isn't. Why don't you start speaking the truth and stop trying to use that as an opportunity to now undermine everybody, knowing fully well that what is being pointed out here is quite true. Stop trying to tell people that they're lying, because guess what? You're not living in the world that these people are living in, that is suffering this kind of insanity that is taking place in your society, and all you can do is call them crazy. Looking for ways, because everybody knows that they're not crazy. So now you're looking for ways in which you can undermine them. You're also raping. You're also doing a lot of damage to the person, setting up family against family. This is the kind of insanity that has been taking place in your society, and these people are trying to tell me that I'm supposed to study the society when I already know about their society. That's one of the reasons I'm right here. I have done nothing to any of you, and you know very well. You have been doing stuff to us. You have been doing stuff to me. You have been trying to destroy my family. Kinds of blockages through your courts, through your government, your systems. Well, it's the government who is heading it in the first place. And you buy what they say because you're so prejudiced that you fail to recognize when you practice these kinds of undermining tendencies with that kind of thinking, it destroys people's lives and then turn other people into what they have become. I saw how this grew. I saw where it started. And I am here to tell you this, that if y'all don't make the changes that are necessary to be made so that everyone can live in a manner in which they have a right to and get rid of a government that is controlled by those who are there before them and doing whatever they tell them. You have to have people that have the type of thinking that recognizes that things must be done in the rights of all beings. Not halfway in and out. It's going to have all kinds of wars, and it already has. Blocking the avatar is not going to help you. As a matter of fact, it will carry you deeper into the problems that you already have created. Evil is now permeating the land. And where a government thinks that they have a right to fight a war with a family that has done nothing to them, they just don't want the world to be changed into a better way. A way in which they started from the beginning and found themselves being forced and prodded by other people who decided that they're being males that they can now control and terrorize human beings who gave life to them. And yes, I have a right to be able to be angry as much as I did. As a matter of fact, there are people who kill for what has been happening to this avatar. There are people who have been doing all kinds of damage. She has not lifted a finger once, but your government has been trying to find ways to use any lies and undermining things they can possibly find to use with the help of others to do damage to human beings that they're prejudiced of and scared of at the same time. Their egos are bigger than their development, and so their thinking is lacking in how they think and how they act. And that's one of the reasons you're seeing these kind of things happening. And they will explain to you and smile, but because they're a certain nationality or have a certain look. And they sell people and kill people in the background. They smile with you here, and in the background they wait for you and set up all kinds of scenarios for you. This is the kind of stuff that your government has been practicing all along. And this is the stuff that they need to be getting rid of. And you need to be the government, not allow people singly creating a whole gang so they can now manipulate and degrade and undermine your rights. They use them in all different ways that you don't even understand. And those who are there are sworn to secrecy. Why a government is secretive towards the people in its country when it's not even the government doesn't even own the country. It's the public, the people who own it. They were the natives of this country. They should not be used in the manner in which you are being used. And because you do not have the time to think, they're getting away with all kinds of stuff, even murder. And then they're looking for ways that they can use to trap you into all kinds of things. That's what they tried to do with the avatar. Or don't you know it? Your problem is that you fail to realize that you've lost your heroic background because you sold out without even realizing you were doing that. To beings that you gave the right to serve them, and they turned around and now forcing you to serve them. They are now controlling you. And that's why you're in this predicament. That's why your planet is under siege. The point is that those who do not listen to advice that is helpful to them will cause, and if they're in the leadership position, they will cause a lot of people to lose their lives. But they wouldn't care, especially if these people are African. And these are the ones that are running after them and thinking that in order for them to feel needed or wanted, they must be around a European to live this way. And the worse the more they do it, the worse it becomes for everybody else. Because they're selling the principles and the rights and the development of all beings, failing to realize it's not theirs to sell.
It's a commodity you can't afford to lose. To be there for yourself, to make decisions for yourself, and not be carted out all through your life working in a system that cares nothing about your family, is raping and doing all kinds of damage to them. They're saying that they're incapable of being leaders because their minds can't handle it. Terrorizing anyone who look and act like a leader that is not of their nationality in order to destroy them so that they won't be able to serve the people in a manner in which all beings have a right to be served. But this God is not your servant. This God is a God who is here to help you. The people who are there to serve you, you have sat back and kicked your legs up and work in their companies night and day and thought that you were important and failed to realize that your importance starts with your kids first, family. Make sure that they are looked after. You don't go and do what men tell you to do because they don't care about your kids. They only care about them when they're in the right age for them to do what they want with them. You have to start caring about your kids and stop allowing human beings who have no kind of heart to make decisions for your children and for your family and the country without having the development enough to be able to do it the right way. And you know all you need in that development is to let your heart be your lodestone, do the right thing, think it out properly, carefully, see all aspects of it so that you can now decide on it. A decision that will be made for the benefit of all. For you first, because you are now developing it. And then for others after they see that it, what can be done and how it can work to benefit all of life. You don't benefit life by robbing it of every ounce of its dignity, its rights, its money, its way to live. And think that they're supposed to see things your way. This is what your governments have been doing. This is what the systems are set up to do to you. Start thinking in terms of everyone, and you will find the most amazing family you ever found anywhere at any time if you practice the kind of thinking and observe that all beings are your brothers and sisters and treat them with respect rather than regret. Treat them with decent love, not love that you can call people names on that undermines their very thinking. That's what the Avatar was here to show you. What it is like to be treated that way and how you react from it. She wanted to see every aspect of it so that you could understand where you do not want to go and why you should stop it immediately. Because it's destroying everybody. Not just some people, not doing and protecting the ones you love. Because once you start practicing that kind of behavior or treatment towards anyone, then what you're doing is literally turning the whole society in what you are displaying for the public to study and become. But in order for the Avatar to help you, she has to show you which areas that you need to get rid of. And why it needs to go, and to see the results of what it has done to her, should show you why these things should not be practiced ever again, and why people are supposed to be respected and protected, not rejected. They're all beautiful beings when they're allowed the freedom to be themselves. What they are now is what was forged for them. These are great beings that would have showed you some great things in the future, all of them. And because of it, everyone would have been grander. And in living in grand styles. Not something that you, no, let's keep the money. You can't look good. Just look like you're a poverty stricken, no matter how rich or poor you are. No, all beings are supposed to look nice and clean and tidy and well-dressed and cared for and respected publicly so that wherever they go, they feel free, comfortable, and no one is harmed. Because when you're in that process of thinking and understanding things to the point of, from that point of view that protects and respects all, you are now the kind of masters that you were meant to be. Period of that development even further, you become the gods that you wanted to be. But you don't earn that Godship by cheap behavior, by low thinking, by undermining people's rights and their lives, by destroying people because they're a female who gave life to all of you. Men, right now you're showing yourselves to be a disgrace. Get off your ego spot and start recognizing that people could see right through you. Don't think you're fooling anybody. And stop telling people to lie and then turning it around and trying to brand them as liars and interfering with people's speech, right to speak, by putting out all kinds of information that undermines their rights even further. The avatar has been seeing this being done to her all through her life in Canada. She's been blocked from everything because these people decided they were going to do her in from the get-go through the United States. And stop calling people terrorists when you know very well that it's a possibility that they might not be. Stop going along with a government that is just using words in order to help you to destroy other people intentionally. But no matter what the nationality, even people from your own nationality. Men, you started the whole project. You went along with governments and other men like you. It's time for you to see things from a point of view that is destroying your government, you, your families, your children. And the children need to be the future, and they are going to be the future. But what future are you giving them? Are they going to survive in the next future, or are they going to be just with guns all over the place, night and day? And you can't go outside. And in order for you to go outside, you've got to dig an underworld tunnel in order for you to get out of there. And it's not easy. It takes years. Why would you want to live this way? Why would you pursue this kind of insanity that undermines everybody and is doing it right now? And further, if it goes, it's going to undermine people's lives even more. They won't be living. You will see practically no one here. And when you do, in fear, because you don't know what you're going to meet up against. You've got to start behaving responsibly and doing the things that you know that comes naturally, that protects and respects everybody. All beings have a right to be respected. All beings have a right to be treated with the dignity that all forms of life have a right to and deserves. Even the puppies, the dogs, the animals in the jungle, everyone has to be respected. When you respect their lives, their dignity, you recognize what it is to be free. Because you know that yours will be respected because you're developed enough to understand what it is to respect your own. Respect everyone. Respect every single life form, from the trees to the air to the earth to the animals, all forms of life. Respect them. They're not born this way. They're persecuted to become this way. So please, start thinking intelligently and leave the twisted irony of the systems to deal with their ignorance, their lack of intelligence. And when they see that you're not practicing what they are and you get them out of there, you'll see how quickly they will adapt to the right kind of thinking that does not undermines people and rubs people and forces them into doing things that they normally would never do. So please, stop blaming people for things that they have not done and start doing the things that you know very well are right instead of wrong. Start being the best you can be because that's going to be your future. And if this does not happen now, they're going to have all of you wiped out. And this is not a threat. No one wants evil lurking in their world, in their community, in their lives. You did it in the forest, calling yourself man. You did it in this so-called jungle that you're calling a jungle right now. And you're destroying beings now because you think you've enjoyed the freedom of killing. You fail to recognize that killing is not something that you should be doing to anyone. Supposed to retrain people, not turn them into bad people. As a government, you stink. Sorry, but it's the truth. You're even rubbing the avatar of her rights to be able to play her songs that shows what is going on and why it needs to be stopped. We also put up some music on, download it on Blog Talk Radio. They're not showing up at all. These are the things that human beings that are trying to help you to stop the problem that they know very well that they can help to stop is being put through. They're raping this family. They're attacking their shoulders. She's sleeping in the night and she can feel knife going through her shoulders, trying to remove the shoulder from the body, both sides, the knees, the joints. And what they do is they try to tell you the people are going old, or they put their hands around their person's head saying that they're going crazy. No, they're not going crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you are going through some of this and you know what is being said. It's true. The only problem is you are forced to become quiet or they will kill you. But if you all come together and start speaking, this kind of insanity will get stopped. No government has a right to be gang stalking the public and at the same time using the public to help them by lying and cheating. And then when they get back up there or get in there, their own behavior and intelligence changes. These are not the people you want to help you in this area. And if you really want help, you have to all put your heads together and be the government so that you can stop the problems and nobody should have power over another in terms of the rights. Number one, you will know the rights when it's being shown to you and you will understand it from deep within. When you know something is wrong, if you go on and decide that you want to go with the wrong, then you are forfeiting the lives and the rights and the thinking of the minds of other people. And you don't have that right. Those should not be allowed, and they actually are laws that are being broken worldwide by governments who think they have a right to. They're the real terrorists. The avatar was right when she said that. These are the real terrorists. These are the people who are deciding that they're going to do people in that don't do what they want. Your government has gone mad. Whether you like it or not, whether you like the information or not, that's what is happening. They want to make sure that the avatar does not have any legs or hands or even mouth to speak or breathe or talk or use her hands to do anything. They're chopping those things off. While you sit back and decide, they are killing this family. They're doing in the husband's shoulders too. He's recognizing what he's going through. He's still speaking on their behalf. But he's not developed enough to be able to understand when something is wrong or not. He's been mistreated all of his life when he was a child. And he did a lot of mistreating himself. They have used him that way. He did not want to live that way. The truth is, he asked his wife to please help him to train. And they interfered and got in the faces of the family and started telling the husband to control her when she did not need control, to be controlled. This is what your government was doing. They have been harassing and terrorizing this family from the get-go. But first, the avatar went through it and did not understand what was going on. She's never felt and seen this kind of stuff go on in her life. She went through different things that showed her that there was something wrong in this world, in the country she was living in the United States, in some areas. But she found the United States was the best place, the safest place to live. Now she's beginning to see otherwise because she's seen the opposition in the United States government and the thinking they have. And many of you are going along with it. You don't understand what it is you're doing. If you only understood and foresee the future, you will never do what you're doing. It's because of the lack of insight that you have lost when you were told by the systems that you should stop looking from within and start looking outside of yourself. And the strangest thing is they're using oracles that a lot of people depend on for the development, at least for some of the information that is very helpful. Now they're using these people to do all kinds of damage. They're using people with certain arts that they can do damage to you, put problems in scalp in your head, like they've been doing to Mahogany, attacking and abusing this family, and attacking and abusing the family in that she was forced to have. But she loves the children that she has, even though what was done was wrong. She recognizes that this family has undergone a great deal of hell by your government. One of the children in one of her daughters, children, a little girl, was taken in the government when the grandmother and grandfather were fighting for the child to help the daughter. They took the time to see to it that the children did not go to their grandparents because they knew very well that they didn't want them there, not because the grandparents were doing anything wrong, but because these people behave exemplary. And so they gave the children at the time, they said no one can take, will be able to, from another nationality, or the family will be able to adopt the child outside of the family. And these people weren't allowed to adopt them. But at the end, when they saw that the grandparents were going to get the children, they decided to let this Caucasian or European woman adopt these children, two girls. And they were feeding one of the children because the child was very active, would move fast, and so they started giving the child drugs. What was the name of the drug, Mahogany? Do you remember? Prozac. A little baby being adopted by a Caucasian woman, a foster mother, when she wasn't supposed to do that, suddenly now they changed it and she can now adopt the child, right at the time when the grandparents were supposed to get the child. And then started giving the child Prozac. They started screaming at the grandparents when the grandparents came to see the children where they were. Told them to F off and a few other chosen things. That's what the lady said. And this is the lady who is looking after two foster children, two girls, feeding one Prozac. And now the young lady has gotten become an adult, and she's affected by the drugs that they forced on her. She's dependent on it now, and also it's doing damage to her thinking and so. So she needs help. It is necessary that the Canadian government pays this family the money that is necessary to be paid. The avatar is asking for the amount, and the rest of the family would be looked after. But what was done was wrong and evil. They did all kinds of things, trying to see if they can find ways to say, in order so that they can make money. They were trying to find ways to say that the avatar and her family were crazy. They're not too right there, when it was not the truth. Even though at that time she was angry, and that's what they're calling crazy. This is how developed your government and your systems are. They do not look for truth anymore. They define the truth by your complexion, by your what nationality you are. That's how they define their truth. Other than that, you're lying until they can find out. And guess what? Meanwhile, they don't know. They know very well, though, in this case, with the avatar. They're deliberately attacking and abusing her because she's here to help to make changes to help the people her people who ask her to come down here and help her with what is going on. Of course, the people are not there for her right now because they've been hijacked by the government, who told them that whatever they wanted to tell them, and then set it up so that no one can speak to their family. And everybody's set up to attack and abuse them. And that's what has been happening all through her life in Canada. And when she got married and had her children, either or the other, these things were happening. They want this woman to come with them, go with them, and they expect that she's supposed to know it out of the blue, and she was not interested in anyone but the person that she was with. And, you know, from the beginning, she was not interested in anybody. And the lie that she told is that the person that she was married to, that she was in love with, but she wasn't. She told that story intentionally to keep people off because she did not want to go with anyone. She was sick and tired of people and their lies and the games that she saw that they were playing, and felt that there's no honest person around, and why bother? You know, just live by yourself and live your life. But then she met the ones that were supposed to be here to work with. Her husband, her now husband. And they forced him to not work with the wife and to run around and sleep around. And because they wanted to, when he's doing that, that she will, her ego won't be able to handle it, and then she will sleep with all of them. It didn't happen that way. And this is why this kind of scenario is taking place. They've used every business, well-to-do businesses, all businesses, whether they were well-to-do or not, to attack and abuse this family viciously wherever they went. Block the wife from being able to go anywhere. Locked her in the house and called her prisoner and tell her she can't go anywhere, only her husband can. And whenever she tried to go out, she was tormented and tortured. For decades, this has been going on. And your government has been getting away with all of this. And no matter what she said, it made no difference. Everyone was helping the government. Everybody that she met, wherever she went, even when she was taking a bus to go to another city, she was being terrorized. Even in the new city that she went into. This is what your government has been doing, along with a whole lot more things than you could understand. It almost drove this family crazy. And each of them she had to grab. She almost went crazy herself. She pulled herself out quickly. That left her with anger, because that's a natural process that takes place when people are terrorized and tormented. When a government is involved and everybody is looking up to the government gets away with murder, because people do not want to really deal with the problems that they end up creating on the so-called man status. The man status is killing people and choking them to death. The man status is killing a lot of beings in this world. The man status is behaving like demons, not good people. Even though they have the potential to be great beings, they took the lower end instead of the higher end. Guys, you could do much better than that. I'm telling you, you're wasting your life on all kinds of evils that is not even helping you. It's just making your life even more stressful and more difficult. And women following you and going along because they think they need you, once they realize that they are following a path that is destroying them too and everybody else, if they have the time to be able to see it, they'll get out of your lives and start working alone and make sure that their children are safe. They won't want to bring children into the world or have any relationship with any of you, because you're just players. And any developed being will never stress you out, because they wouldn't be stressed, and they will be giving you the information that is necessary to give you. But you did it to this God because she came as a human. So don't go to blame her on things that you've been setting up for the whole society. You've been doing it, your government, your systems, because you sat back and allowed it to take place, failing to realize that it's your power they're using to do you in. And you don't realize this, but the best thing ever happened to you is when the avatar came into your world. You couldn't control her no matter what, whether she was in Trinidad, in the United States, or in Canada. And she did not need control. She was not a problem. She did not go and create problems for anyone. She did not mistreat anyone. She did not harass and terrorize anyone. She did not steal anything from anyone. She was a good person, and you started terrorizing her there. And then set up Canada to terrorize her when she came over here. It wasn't bad enough. The husband stole her children and set them out to different people to look after. This woman was looking, doing a great job with her own children. And the kids weren't bad kids. They were well brought up. They were being brought up really very well by the mother. They were loved and cared for. They did not have to ask for anything in terms of respect and love and upbringing that they were getting. And then they were stolen away from the woman by a husband who was jealous of the fact that the children were so close to their parent, to the mother. And he wasn't there. He was just hopping people's beds. She wasn't interested in him. She was happy that he was gone. She was raped in the beginning for them to be born there or born anywhere. All she wanted to do was to be left alone, and he wouldn't leave her alone. She's been stopped for months, and this stuff was going on. You need to get your intelligence together, because I know something. Your academics haven't helped you. Your academics has only taught you to do damage to other people and think you're superior. It's that superiority that is calling, that is killing the cat, that is killing all beings, that is tormenting and terrorizing and blaming the people for it, calling them terrorists in areas where they haven't even been a terrorist. This is a shock. That anybody could be that off-center to call someone who has been there for everybody whenever they ask her and look down at no one at any time. But when you push someone into a position where you rob them of every ounce of their rights and violate them for decades, don't expect them to be the same. Then you're dreaming if you think that they're supposed to be the same. Only person who is the same is someone who is controlled. No matter what anybody does, they're being controlled and they can't do anything else. And this has been done to her and her family for decades now. So you need to wake up and recognize what is really going on instead of blaming the ones who have already been mistreated, terrorized, tortured, being disrespected every sense of the way, in every sense of the way. And you sit back and help them. And what they tell you is that you're fighting for your country. No. You're fighting for those who are creating the problems in your country. For you and everybody else. So you need to wake up and realize what is going on. And to go and have any of these people as husbands, you're making a big mistake. Their egos are too big to be husbands. It needs to be trimmed down. They don't know how to look after people or even to look after themselves. They're gluttonous and greedy, disrespectful, disloyal, irresponsible, fake people. That's what's fake, not the information you're getting. They're trying to block people from knowing the truth. So they're looking for new ways to control you even further and block the truth from happening. Because they're seeing that all that they've been doing is now coming out. They never thought it would. They've been threatening everybody and killing people for even speaking about it. And blaming it on someone else. Don't you know many of you are scapegoats? You're being used as scapegoats. They create a problem. They find someone to take the blame. If they're doing it too often, they will look for some other way to do it. But something else is going to happen that is going to help them. You're dealing with evil minds. minds that have become evil by their own actions towards all beings. And y'all have been going along with what they wanted while you were becoming criminals and all kinds of things. And all they have to do is to set you up, take pictures, and then whatever you say will just make you look bad, not them. They tried all of that on the Avatar. Anything, everything they wanted to do. They couldn't get through, so she becomes a target because she won't do what they want, like they did with other women, whether forcefully or otherwise. So please, before you look to blame and turn on other people and call them names, or you see, you've been used for these things. The Avatar was not. They couldn't get her to do what they wanted in those areas. She won't be a part of spying on people. They have a right to live. They have a right to learn. They have a right to understand. What they're becoming is not their fault. It's being controlled by your systems. You can block me off by making loud noises. You can kill me. You can do whatever you want. But guess what? Your government and your systems won't get away. Because there are those who are there that wanted to wipe you all out from the beginning. Before the Avatar came in. And she said no, she wants to study the problem. See what can be done to stop it. And these egotistical governments of yours couldn't deal with the fact that she said that she's here to bring people together. They don't want that. They want you all separated and at war. She's having a heavy tongue, trying to speak at times, and it won't happen properly. These people have now come up with their drug problems. They're the reason that these people end up taking drugs, and the doctors knew that if they were giving these drugs to these people. And trying to tell people what they can and cannot put in their mouth, the government is wrong. They're going off the border of the rights of other people. They have no right making a decision what someone can and cannot put in their mouth. The only thing they have a right to do is to see to it that people don't terrorize others. They set up the whole tyranny in the first place on their own. That's how don't you know that? That's the history of your lives. The men created all of these problems for all of you. They are the ones call themselves men and gods, and this is what they did to say that they're men and gods. That's how underdeveloped they are. And not all of them are this way. But the majority are. From the things that they're doing, from the kind of behavior that is taking place against women and children, from the kind of thinking that undermines the rights of other nationalities, even some of their own. The women in any culture are not being treated fairly. And you have the men to thank for that. Anyone caring about life will not sit back to this, unless, of course, they're being controlled. They found their new robots, human robots, because they can't get the mechanical ones to work as well, maybe not as yet, and they're probably working at it. But they're using you to do you in. You think they love you so much? Keep helping them and see what happens. But by the time you're finished, other people are being harmed too. And that's the worst part of it all. That's why people do not have the right to do the evils that are being done, that is undermining the whole society. You need to start thinking in ways in which does not bind and create people to behave in ways in which undermines everybody. Right now, as I speak to you, your government has someone on the roof attacking the womb of the Avatar. And apparently, while she was sitting, they were attacking her. She and her daughter has gained weight because of it. The daughter lost a lot of weight still, but This is what is creating the problems. They can't move. They're being attacked wherever they go. Every now and once in a while, since she's been speaking and we have been speaking, they cut down on some of it. But then they go right back and continue. They've been vicious to her. They're literally using some surgical something with their machines to literally cut her shoulders off the body. She's sleeping and she's feeling this extreme pain and can't get up. They're doing that to both shoulders. They're doing it to the knees. And you know, a lot of the different things that people are getting, they said Alzheimer's and all of that. I believe that these people might be, if not they are, making sure that certain people get this and kill them out. Older people in their own culture get killed out faster now. That's why they want them to stay in nursing homes. They could kill them easier. They were the ones who were doing it and blaming the nursing homes when they see they're close to being caught. Some nursing homes are doing it on their own, probably. But the point is that your government is aware of it, and they're the ones who have been selling the drugs to other people to, and then when they want to or they figure they have something on you, they come to get that from you and create all kinds of problems for you. Your government are the biggest criminals that you can find anywhere right now at this era. Not all of them are that way, but too many of them are. And this is what is causing problems all over your world. And instead of these people take time to do the right thing and stop it, they are becoming a part of what they are seeing going on and what many of them are that set up to happen. Look in the Orient, what was happening to women. It seems all over the world, women of every culture is being abused and terrorized at different times. Some are not. Some are who go along probably just, you know, go through it and call that okay. But these things are not things that one should be tolerating, because if it's happening to you, it's going to happen to your kids. And right now, her shoulder has been attacked. Same problem. This is what they have been doing to her all through the day and night. And the thing is, when you're not, because she's not feeling it at times, does not mean it's not happening. Many times, her body is going through it, and they do it in such a way that you don't feel it until after, when they decide that you're ready to have you feel it. So they are literally attacking you night and day, 24/7, and till they wear your body down and your body stops working. This is what your Canadian and possibly American government is doing to the people. But I know in the past they have done it to different people, stars, and other people that they feel that they can't get to do what they want, get them to do what they want. And this is what your governments are now doing, making sure that they could control all of you. By the time you find out, it will be too late. I would advise that you start doing your own thinking and get up to date with your internal, because it can help you a great deal, better than anything else. And if you were connected with other people, then you would find that that connection would solidify that everyone's connected in the way in which they're there for each other, in the right way, and not controlling each other. They force that on the system and then come to tell you what you can and cannot do. It's okay for them, but you shouldn't do it. Even if you have to protect yourself under certain areas that you normally wouldn't need to do, but because they set up this scenario and everything is against you, believe me, you're not safe. They're doing this intentionally. These are where the mental institutions are lurking, and no one is doing anything about it. And they will come out and say that, no, nothing is wrong with you. Of course not. You wouldn't say it because this is insanity that is taking place, that is undermining people's rights, and you're telling people that. Why? To save someone else's face so that they can get away with all kinds of bad things that has been done to human beings that should not be going through these things. No one should. And the mere idea that is going on, period, shows that there is a lack of development that is causing this problem. See if this one will work better. You know, these are the things that you need to look at, ladies and gentlemen. These are the things that is making everyone live in a way in which robs them of their rights, their happiness, their lives, the quality of life that they could be living that is undermined by these systems. Systems could have worked if people did not get their ego overbloated and they were working humbly. You don't see humble people today. And if you allow yourself to show too much humble, they step on you. And they're stepping on you whether you show it or not, anyway. So the best thing to do is, I would advise that you start looking within. That's where your great knowledge is coming from, when you are looking within. And you have to clean up the gook in order for you to be able to find the quality. You'll find quality looking all around you once you get rid of that. Thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. As I said, they would not allow me to put my audio in. So I don't know who is controlling what right now. All I can say is what is happening. And hopefully this society would make changes that would benefit everybody. Thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. On behalf of the Avatar and the other gods, I would say this to you. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to those of the people that I may not remember their... What do you call those? Christmas? Holiday season? Hanukkah. Yeah, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all the others. Please excuse me, I should know them all, but it's a bad thing to come out and say that and without saying, but it's not fair. You have to realize that people are suffering a great deal and they won't be able to remember certain things, and they're going through all kinds of things, not because something is wrong with them, but because your doctors are being controlled by the governments who are telling them what to give people and do people in, how to do people in. And they have to go along, or if they don't, their business is gone and they are gone. It's time for you to work together rather than work with a government against the people. Work with the people to stop the government. That's the best way to work. When they're doing wrong, when they cannot handle certain things that are needed to be handled. You should see the hell this family is going through. You don't even have a clue. And they block her from being able to speak at different times, and you all say that she's scared. Is that all you can come up with? Start thinking in terms of the right thing, huh? Start giving people the rights to be able to believe in you again. Because she believes in all of you. She just does not believe in you right now because of the behavior. Because of the fact that y'all have been allowing too many wrongs to take place and then blaming the innocent victims that come up or used as victims to take the fall for the big ones that you all call big, but believe it or not, they just appear big. They're not really big at all. If they were big, the thinking, the quality, everything would have been right there. It would not have been gone. They did it, not you. You are blamed for all of it. You take the blame for what they do wrong, and you have to pay for them. Well, they're doing it to you in all different ways. In your lives as you live, in your money, even robbing your children of the right to be able to live properly and blaming the parents rather than blaming the children, the parents, instead of recognizing that they're the reason that this is happening. As I said, thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good day and blessings to you. Goodbye. Wrong one. Oh, I see. So you would like to do that now? What do I press again?
And yes. Hello. I was just reminded that there was something that I did not speak about that I needed to. I would like Mahogany to speak on the on this situation, so I will ask her one or two questions. Hi, Princess. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, good. I want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Do you mind?
I don't mind. Thank you.
I know you were sick recently for no reason, just like that you got sick. And
yes, it's true.
Was having stomach pains at different times too. It just happens all of a sudden. Could you tell me what you what else have you been going through?
Okay. I keep getting illnesses that don't make sense. I'll be fine, and then an hour or two later, suddenly I'm down with a flu. My head hurts. I can't stop scratching. I've been getting things in my scalp.
Yeah.
Yes, scabs and big bumps all around my scalp, but it doesn't make any sense why. I'm not around anything that should be giving me that problem.
You remember what people were telling your mom years ago when she went to grocery stores about someone using some sort of magic, negative magic, against her or against the family?
Yes. That magic was being used against our family.
Yes. To do your damage. Witchcraft.
Yes, it's true.
Yes. Right now I'm feeling something walking on the avatar's head.
I'm looking. There's nothing there.
Yes.
But this has been happening to me too.
Yeah.
Where I'm feeling things walking on my head, and I touch, and I can't feel, I can't see anything, or somebody's doing this from above us.
Yes.
In our room.
Right now it's being done.
Yes. Yes. Also, they've been throwing glass shards into my eyes.
Yes.
I'll type something on my computer. Like yesterday, I was typing on my computer that we're being persecuted, and that. There's really nobody you can talk to out there, although I can talk to my family. Then I go in Second Life and I have people trying to hound me down to speak to me. It's not because they care. It's because they're literally taking what I write and trying to use it against me to hurt the family.
Yeah.
Which is very, I mean, they were quick.
Yeah.
It was within, what, an hour after I wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't post it anywhere. I didn't put it anywhere. All I did was write it on Notepad on my computer and left it there on the screen. That was very eerie.
Yeah. That's it, because the people that the government has up there are doing these things.
It's true.
They're also using the electricity from the home to, in order to, and invading your computer, taking out things from your computer, moving music sheets and different things.
Yes.
Yeah. Also taking out anything that would show what they are up, what they have, that they have been a part of it.
Yes, it's true.
Yes. Information that your mom gathered from what was taking place wherever she went.
Mm-hmm.
They have been taking those things out. Even the ones on Star Dolls, the ones on Ion, the ones
Second
on
Life.
Second Life, the ones on Seagull.
And Sims.
Sims.
The Rim.
The Rim, you know, different places. They're even going into the Rim and trying to distract the things that are being created there by the Avatar and her daughter.
Yes, it's true. We'll have things fixed for a long time. We come in and suddenly everything's been changed up.
Yeah.
They've taken out our textures, taken out many of our things. Does it make sense? Because we didn't install anything at those times.
Yeah.
Or we'll go and install something, and then they'll do that even though we made sure we didn't install textures.
And what about the gems that you all had in a trunk? They were fine. You put them in. They were huge gems.
Yes.
And these people came in and put seal on it.
It's true. They put it so that it would seem as though it wasn't ours and that we were stealing it.
Yeah.
But we put them down in there ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
Also, they've been attacking my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up with my shoulder hurting me on one side, and I had to walk around like that for most of the day. It still hurts me too, right around the back area
yes,
of the
I know.
Shoulder. I think they're trying to do the same thing that they're trying to do. They used to
Do that to her, but they have stopped for a while. Every now and then they try to do it, they do it again.
That's good.
They've been doing that. And you, I heard that you experienced, as well as your mother, the head being ripped off the shoulder.
Yes, yes. And the knees being
attacked
where they start moving at the joint.
You're going through that too?
Yes. It doesn't make sense.
Oh,
it doesn't make sense for Princess either. We're going through it for absolutely no reason.
She's been going through this for decades.
Yes, it's true. And it's because of what they've been doing to her. It wasn't Princess.
No.
She's active, fit. You know, she does like, a great job.
She was someone who kept her body in shape.
That's correct.
And they got jealous and felt that she had no right to look so strong.
And not
they,
be with
they
them.
They decided to use men to intimidate, try to intimidate her. That did not work. They also tried you saying that... she was insecure. That didn't
work.
That
isn't true either.
They every time, in order to make sure that it works, they set up females to play with your dad
when
she was with him, in order to keep them from being able to go out anywhere together again. And that worked.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And we had to suffer through it for many years.
Many other things have been happening.
She didn't do anything.
And no, she did nothing to anyone. She really wasn't a problem. They know it. But and the reason that they did not want her to go to court is, guess why? They knew
that she would win.
Yeah, that she was going to definitely win.
Because
they sought to tell her that the courts tell her that anybody going against the government has to go and speak to the government. Yeah. Get permission to sue the government. Well, nobody should be told that they have to get permission from a government to be sued, because the government is doing a lot of evil. And if you notice, they said they're at war with the Avatar, and yet if they're at war, why isn't she allowed the freedom to be able to fight whichever way she's supposed to if they're at war?
That's true. They've been fighting anywhere they want to with us, and we haven't done anything.
I'm blocking you all in every step of the way to speak, just to speak.
It's true. They even kept our audio from working today. Literally, we uploaded it. It says it's in there. It won't let it show or play or anything.
Because they have this guy up there interfering.
That's correct.
And they also said, according to Mr. Harper, that they have control of all our computers.
I can believe it, because they've been going through and taking things and stealing from our computers, things that are information, important information about what's been done to us.
Yeah.
So that they can stop us.
And that's the problem.
They sabotage our computers pretty often, weekly, daily.
It's true. I've seen it.
They even go as far as sabotaging our games that we're playing, where we're playing
Second Life?
Second Life, but also not even games that are online. Harvest Moon.
Anything.
Anything. They'll come in. And they'll sabotage it so that we can't play it and we can't win it. They'll literally change the game just so that we always feel hopeless.
Just as they did with the life game.
Yes, that's what they're doing with the life game, with the farm game, and with Golden Path game.
Yes, also too with Ion.
True.
You know, different places.
Second Life.
Yes, all of these different places they're using to attack and abuse. But it seems like Second Life is now sort of in the wane in that.
And that's good, although I wish they would just not do it all together, because we don't attack them.
You all lost a lot of money trying to keep yourself from going under and...
Millions?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, probably, because they've been doing this a long time.
Yes, it's true.
And not that you had money, it's just that the little bit of money you had to use it to try to shoulder it in.
Yes, it hurts quite a bit.
See, this is the kind of things that these people do, and that's why it's important that this is dealt with, because this something like this should not be going on, you know?
If it wasn't for Princess and the gods looking after us, we would literally be, I wouldn't be alive, because they wanted to do me in so badly.
Yeah, they were trying to kill you for some time now, and have you raped.
Yeah. Why? Because Princess had the audacity to have integrity and to have morals and to pick people up when they've fallen and to care about them without any conditions, without anything.
True, they did not want to see anybody do that to help anybody anymore.
It's
this way,
true.
They can kick people anywhere and do them whatever they want and get away with it. And that's what happens when you put people against each other in a system. You literally, if a government is doing that, that government is evil, and this government has been doing that.
That's
and
true.
And when you do that and people cannot help each other, This is what they do. They turn the same public against whoever they want turned against and have them help them to do it the person is. And that's what they've been doing with you and your mom and your father and your brother for decades, because they all behave so well. They want people who behave badly.
That's true. They literally train you into behaving badly through the TV and media and internet,
yeah.
And they use other people to do it.
And books, movies,
true.
You name it, the bulletin boards, everything. You all have to change those things, guys. You really have to, because if you don't, this whole society is going downhill. It's
yeah.
already close to death. You need to clean it up. It's not doing any good to anyone. It's teaching little boys to rape little girls. It's teaching our old men to go and rape anybody and everybody. It's teaching people of every level of growth, from young to old, to behave in this way. And this is not how people were meant to be. You're forcing the wrong things on people, calling yourselves a system, and your system is going to get crashed. Nobody's going to want the system after a while. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me speak.
No, thank you very much for speaking. You're a beautiful person. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're a good daughter, and you always have been. I thank you for being that kind of being. Let me hug you. And don't you ever forget that. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You've been listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Electra and Company on Block Talk Radio. I don't know if I'll be able to speak to y'all ever again, but I know this. I'm going to try. And as long as I'm allowed to speak, I'm going to speak. Have a good day. Blessings to all of you. And remember, you're loved by the gods.